We're holding by Simon Kuf Tzadik Vav Sif Yud Beis. In the last Sif, Sif Yud Aleph, we discussed the reason why we have to wait a couple of days before we do the Zayin Nikiyim. There'll be a chashash that maybe you'll have Tashmish, you'll be Pelet Shechva Zera, and we hold that until 6 Oynas, 72 hours, any Zera that comes out will be Seiser. And therefore the Mechaber says you have to wait 4 days. Now, how much to be Seiser? The Gemara comes out very simple. It's Seiser only that day, not all the days. Therefore, based upon, once we know this halacha on Sif Yud Aleph, Sif Yud Beis is very simple. Isha to Osa B'minyan. She made a mistake in the days where she's supposed to be holding. For example, tonight she thought it was the mikvah. Thursday night. She went to the mikvah tonight. She did Meshamash tonight. And afterwards she realized she made a mistake. Betim, she's supposed to go to the mikvah tomorrow night, Friday night. In essence, she was missing one of the days of the Zayin Nikiyim. So you're supposed to now do one more day. But since she was Meshamish, therefore when it would be Pelej Zera, it would be Seiser that day. Now once we're saying it's Seiser that day, and not all days. So Be'etzem, she's missing one of the Zayin Nikiyim. So what does she do? She has 6 days before she went to the Mikvah. Then you wait 4 more days, at the Pelej Shechva Zera, that means you wait Friday, you wait Shabbos, you wait Sunday, you wait Monday. Then Monday night is now the 7th day, and you go to the mikvah on Tuesday night. So in essence, you have a case over here. We have the 6 days of part of the Zayin Nikiyim. The next 4, we just wait to do nothing. And then you have the last day. You have 6, 4, and 1. And the last day is being mistarf for the first 6 days. That means even though we need to sue him in Sif Yud, that's negated the sugya when a person being pilot, Isha being pilot, Dam. Dam messes up all 7 days. Zera does not mess up all 7 days. Only that day you cannot count. So if to Asa B'minyan, you can start to Tuzmanim, the first 6 days, with the last day. Adkan, very simple Mechaber over here. Once we have the Mechaber Zalocha, the question is, we already mentioned that Ma has a couple of Chumras. Do we apply these Chumras over here by us in Sif Yud Beis? And Betzim discussed 3 Chumras. One is, it says in Mechaber over here, you wait 4 days. What about inside the chumrah of chashash ben hashmoshes, Maharal, the Truman Tadeshan? Are we choshvia and you have to wait 5 days? One question. Another question, we said dafka, she's shimsha. What about loy shimsha? We go to shimsha, and again you have to wait 4 or 5 days, built upon the chumrah of Truman Tadeshan of the Erz Zeruah. And the third chumrah we had, about kov de beisa, there are more being machmer, if she had tashmish over here, could she mechabed beisa and do the seventh day right away? Three different questions in the Ramah's world. So to take each one, the first question is that we have a chash, the Ramah, goes like the Trumas Hadeshin, Maril, that we wait 5 days. Over here, the Ramah does not say anything. He left the Mechaber as is. Do you say he left it as is because he already paskin earlier? Or no, do you say not that way because here Yesh L'chalik? So come along the Shach and says, over here, since most L'shchicha, usually Isha does not make a mistake in the minion, therefore like goes to our bottom. The Yivla Shach says, over here is another Kimta, we have numerous cases. The Ramah agrees, you can count 4 days and not 5. This is one of the cases, the Shach says, in this situation, even the Ramah agrees, 4 days to go after the Ikka Locha and not 5 days. At Sada Sheni, the Sefer Drishas Ari says, what do you mean, the whole Locha is Mosla Shchichi? The whole idea of having Tashmish, Benesh Moshes is not Shchiach, and still a Geyser. So why? Lay plug, not to Mechalik, not to lead to a mistake. So also, let's do the same thing. Let's be machmir over here. The Maaseh of the Poskim more like the Shach. Toras Shlomo on the page, the Chochma Sodom, the Chavdas, the Aruch HaShulchan say, we did not put on the Chumrah of the Amor, Trumas Hadesh and Maril, of the Halacha of any 5 days, 4 days over here is enough. Aleph. That's in the case of here, she was Tavla, but not Shimsha that night. That means, again, she went tonight, Thursday night, went to the Mikvah, and she thought it was really after the end of the days. It was off by 1 day. Tonight, for some reason, she was not Meshamish. But tomorrow, during the day, she was Meshamish. That means that during the 7th, during the day. So come on the Beis Yosef, and he gets involved in the sugya of Mixes HaYom Kikuloi. And he tells that I'll be Svaro, or different Rayas, that maybe the Locha could be, that if he Meshamish the next day, does not mess up, and not Seiser, the Zayin Nikiyim, he wants a Mechalik between Dam and Zera. And therefore, once a tiny, if you have Tashmish during the day, maybe it's Beseder. The Shach brings it down. He says it's not the pashas reading of the shach, of the smak. And the answer of Batzarach in Lindinai. That means if you have tashmish that night, but during the day, it's not that clear what the loch is. That's, again, these two cases, the Mechaber and the smak's case in the shach, is when you have tashmish. Let's say it does happen, she comes back at night, and she like checks the calendar, oh my gosh, I went the wrong night. She's not mishamish yet that night. In that situation, can you come along and say you can count right away that night as being day 7 and go to mikvah for the night afterwards, or no? So you could tell me it depends upon the Peschei Tshuva that gets involved when Isha becomes a Nida before that Tashmish. Maisu Yadam Achloikis, the Yehuda wants to be Machmer, others want to be Meikel. But the Maisu the Sforum come along built upon the same Yisrael to the Shach. Once the Shach says the Ramah does not put on the Chumrah of 5 days and leaves us 4, Musl the Lashrich Leikazu, who are in the Chumrah of Lei Shimsha Otto Shimsha, come along the Pai Tzimainim also and says we do not put on this Halacha right now. And therefore, if Isha comes home, really makes a mistake, to have Tashmish, she counts that day as day 7, and then the next night she goes to the mikvah. Now, what about the third chumrah? And Sif Yigimel, when you get to the halacha, Mechabda Abaisa, the Mechabda holds it works, Amos says to be Machmer, let's say Isha was tossed with a minion. Day 6 she went at night, and she's missing a day. She was Mishamsha. Will she have an Eitza of the Chabda Abaisa? She cleaned out her insides, and then again, count the 7th day right away. So, come on the Shach, and he has a problem. The Ramah brings down the Halacha by Kavda Beisa, would not be keen bizman hazeh, not to be semich upon it. And he goes on further, it's not worse in the case of Lo Shimsha, Vugayza Otto Shimsha. Frech the Shach, why do you have to come onto the Svar of Einonu Bekim bizman hazeh? Let us be Bekim. But it's not worse in the case of Lo Shimsha. Why do you have two Svaras over here in the Ramah? What's the point? So he starts the first thing Pshat in the Ramah sounds like that you might come to tell you the Loch and Sif Yud Beis. That you might think in Sif Yud Beis a person can clean out the inside and over there we won't have the Chumra of Leishimsha or Teshimsha. Kamash Mo, we have a Chumra of Einu Nebekiyim. It'll come out La Locha, we said Einu Nebekiyim, we cannot be Samech Loch and Sif Yud Beis. However, the Shach goes no further. So no, that's not Pshat in the Ramah. The Ramah is discussing a Stam Isha. And it comes out according to the reading of the Shach. It's a Shach how to read the Shach. But at least in the Ramah, the Machzor Shekel, the Seir understands Pshat of the Shach in the Ramah. Person can be the Chavdas Beisel. That means we won't have the Chumrah of 5 days before. We won't have the Chumrah of the Shimsha or the Shimsha. And we won't have the Chumrah of the Chavdas Beisel. At Seder Sheni, you read the Shach himself. So that could be the Pshat Ramah, but I disagree. And you cannot be something upon it. Well, Bush and Tyra numerous from one time to disagree. Ainu Nebekiyim. There's a chilip between these chumras. The chumra of Shimsha to Loi Shimsha is a Loi Plug. The chumra of 4 and 5 is a Loi Shrichi. But Ainu Nebekiyim, Lamaisa Ainu Nebekiyim. And therefore the Shach wants to be Machmer. So on the third chumra, the Shalom of the Svarim, could a person be Mekel, the Chadas of Beisoy, and then count that night right away or not? Now, in this halacha, we're saying that Isha again counts 6 days. Then had 4 days you have to wait, mitzvah the suga being published with Zaira. Then the day afterwards you can mistarif the 6 with the 1. Those 4 days that you're waiting over here in the Mechaber, the Ramah agrees, do you have to bedikas mitzvah the yimil the suga of Zainakim? True, you cannot count that day, but the ma'is halacha is we do a bedika morning and evening, every day for 7 days. Now you're mafsik in between the 4 days you have to wait, do you also have to do a case of a bedika? It's come on the Chokhmah Sodom, and he says, Lamaisi in the parsha of being lucky. And therefore, even though it takes you now, this situation, 11 days, or 12 days over here, well, since in the parsha, a gam you can't count it, you have to do a bedika every day, morning and afternoon. And the place can bring down that way, they're not bedika, they don't argue. They tie in the cycle, so if it's true, you can't count. But you're in the parsha right now of Nikim, and therefore you have to do a bedika on these days. Now, until now is a case where Isha, she thought one way and went another way. Blessing in case she is not sure. Come on the Peschei Tshuva, and he has 2 cases, and then there's a 3rd case. That means Isha comes along and says, she knows tonight is the 8th day after Zayin Nikiyim, and tonight she goes to Mikvah. Her friend comes along and says, you're making a mistake, it's really supposed to be the next night. So the Tshuva Mahava begins down the story, he has to Rebbe Noid Behudo. We have a Bori versus a Bori. The Locha, he comes out and says, you tell the Isha that Maisha, she's Nemana, go tell your friend, I do not believe you. So you have a Bori versus a Bori. Masarfala, she is Naman, and tell her friend you don't believe her. So the Isha is Naman. In a second situation, where the Isha is Masupik and the Chaveira is Bari, then come along the Chuv Mahava, the Maisa, Gmina the Svara, Shtiki Koyda, and yet be Choshish. Because maybe Echnami got the wrong day. You have to wait for the next day. So we have cases over here to start claiming what the day is. Probably more of a common case is the Isha, she does not remember. She does not know when she did the Hefsek. I do it Sunday night or Monday night. I go to the mikvah Sunday night or Monday night. I don't remember. Do you come along and say, this situation, it's not, there's no Boris here. There's only a Shema. That means the Pesach Shuvah cases, the Chaver is always a Bari and a Bari. Both cases. Here there is no Bari, there's only a Shema. Do you come along and say over here, this is a Sugya, we're Machba, the Chumad of Zeru, a Gedder of the Rabbanim at Zazava, but it's only the Rabbanim over here. And therefore have a Klal of Savag Rabban Lekula. Or no, do you say to myself, the idea of a Zava, Minatari, is a Dindaraisa. So what happens in the Isha, it does happen that way, women do not remember what night they did the Hefsek. What night can you tell them to go to the Mikvah? So come on the Chokh Mazadam, and he writes, a person does not know the date, it's a Savag Deraisa. Come on, the Or Yitzchak says, what do you mean? It's a Savak Dirabonim. The Maisa of the place can go like the Chokhmah Sodom. They call it a Savak Diraisa, and yet we machmer one more day. The Chur of the in the Svar Shabbai is because when you learn the Sugya in the Simon Kuf Yud and the Klali Sarek Sveika, over there the Shach brings down numerous cases that the Locha is a Dirabonim, or to a Chshash of a Diraisa. For example, Gvinus Akhmah Vandis Dirabonim. Bechoshish, maybe there is a Diraisa over here of Trefus over here. Says the Shach, the Chshash is a Diraisa, we give it a Ged of a Diraisa. Therefore, you in Mesubik, in the Rabbanon, will say, Savak Rabbanon, Luchumim, because there's a Ged of a Diraisa. Here also, by the case of Nida, came along Chazal and said, Avadis Rabbanon, we give a Ged of Zav Rabbanon, but we're giving you a Chshash of a Diraisa. Maybe the situation was a case of a Diraisa over here. You saw 3 days, Aslai Plug, give a Ged of a Diraisa. Therefore, came along Chokhmah Zadam, says, Nichol Negeder, you saw it of a Savak Diraisa. And therefore, there are times that women do not remember what day they're holding in. Therefore, the loch is you have to tell them to go one more day. Because you have to make sure you have all 7 days in the Kiyam. Ad kan Sifyud Beis. Sifyud Gimel, the case of Kovda Abayis, sweeping out the house, cleaning out the house. So come along the Torah, from the Rishonim, the Rosh, Rajb, the Ramban, building from the Mishnah in Mikvais, that says, if an Isha cleans out Oysna Mokon, then there's no chash anymore being part of the Shechla Zara. Now, how exactly to clean out Oysa Mokoyim? Either you have the way how the Rosh has it over, either put a mech inside, or a second option with a baguette, or a third option, he says, washing it out with hot water. Or you have what the Rabban says, you can walk, which the Torah wants to argue, the Rosh wants to argue. Or you have another mahalach from the Rashba, you have to do lechabde baisa and rechitz over here. You have different mahalach among the Rishonim, how to go do it. The Maisa, come along the Mechaber, and he paskins, you can, like the Losh and the Rosh, 3 options, either Moich, or Beged, or Chitza B'mayim Chamim. However, the Ramah went like the Smak, Einonu B'kiyim, and therefore he said, Aloch L'Maisa, we are Noik V'machmer, and Yishchenu Nochosh. This way we bring down the Losh, you get bit by a Nochosh. That means we get bitten with somebody who has no refu over here, a Misim Dei Shemayim. And we mentioned already a couple of times that the place can say this Losh of Kol Paritz Gedu with Dvarm Elu. It's going back in everything, and all the chumras. Going back to the chumah loyshimsha, chumah of 5 and 4 days, the chumah of kesem, going back to all things that we should give in the shanis, lemaisa to be machmer. So again, we have the sugya of kavda beisa, lemaisa the bnei askenaz asuli machmer, the bnei svar kedarka we mentioned already, is machlekes, is the bnei svar take on the chumras them over here or not? Shailo. Lemaisa b'di'eved, the svarim say, mekel. The official of the evidence cost is Shiloh. Now, what is the Avon over here of Kodah Abayis? What is the Metzias that's going on over here? Seems not that clear. Kirege has a truth about it. Nechelik Aleph Simon Ayim Beis. What are we doing over here practically? What's the cleansing out process that's happening over here? So, inside the Isha, we know already that she has the Nartik, the Tzavarechem, and the Rechem. The Zera goes inside the Nartik, into the vagina, Mokmish Hamash Dosh. Goes into the Tzavah Rechem, and goes to Rechem, she gets pregnant inside the Rechem itself. So where are you cleaning out this Zera? Where were getting it from that we're cleaning out, there's no Chshash. So first, one question is, Zera comes out from where to where, what will be Metamah her? is it coming out from the Makor, and they'll be Matamar? Well, let's say it's in the Beis Achitzon already, it's the Nartik, and then it comes out of her body. Will that be Seisa that day? What is the Chashash over here? So come with the Achorim, they're very clear. When it goes from the Beis Achitzon in the Nartik to outside your body, that's not going to make the Gedda being Stira. No Seisa. The Seisa is, when it goes from the Bifnim, from the Rechem, it goes out to the Nartik, that's where we're coming to Matama, that's when the Stira of that day happens. Like we know, in Simon Kuf Pei Gimel, the Beis Chetshuva over there brings down a Bris Avram, said Negeta Nida, also same thing. Anida is a Matamar when it comes out from the inside the Rechem to a Beis Achitzoin. But when it goes from the Beis Achitzoin outside the body, that's not Matamar. So the idea of first the Zera is the same thing like Nido, it has to go from the inside of a body of a Rechem to go out to the Beis Achitzoin. That's first the Yisoid, says Achoinim. Second, what are you cleaning out over here? Says Rabbi Kiveger, at least his maskona sounds like what it comes out with, is what you're cleaning out, the water is not going inside the Rechem. It's not going inside, fully inside. The water is only cleaning out the Beis Achitza on the outside. We're coming to clean out the Zeret coming to Matamar. The Zeret coming to Matamar is only on the inside. So he says, based upon what the Beis Seisa but also being down from the Sefer Truma, when Zeret comes from the inside, she'll have Agosha. And the fact she has no Agosha, she's fine. She has Agosha, and Chanami Matamar. So since she does not say she has Agosha, we're not assuming that it came from the Rechem from the inside. So if you did not clean it out, says Reb Kiveger, she's certainly being Pilot Zera. We have to be Choshe she came from the inside. But now that you cleaned out the Beis Achitzoid, therefore, we're not assuming anything came out from the inside. There's nothing that we see over here. Now, if anything comes out, she'll have a gosha. And therefore, for that reason, the washing out works, because we'll assume that if you had no gosha, nothing came out. That kind of explains it, which again, if you think about, needs a lot of beer how to apply it practically, but that's how this form bring it down. Now, based upon this, there are two side points in the sugi over here. We have this halacha of Kodah Beisa, L'maisa, we are L'maisa Machme, Inon Bekiyim. The sugi over here, is there a Baya mitzad Ashkos Zera? The Zera went inside the Isha, and you're cleaning it out, the Baya of Ashkos Zera. A second thing is, the point from this class over here, the H is how to get pregnant. Because here it's saying how to destroy the Zera. Whatever it says to do over here, you do for Kurt to get pregnant. Take each one. First, mitzad the sugi of Ashkos Zera. Look, you have a question, how in the world can you do these actions over here? Why is it Issa Vashkos Zera? So first, the Pashas is, why it does not apply the idea, is because she just had a period. She just saw a dam over here. So Pashas is not getting pregnant. And Oid, why are you cleaning it out for? In order to be entitled to the Baila, to do mitzvah peruvu. So who is not Nichol to get a Vashkos Zera in this situation? Well, let's say Stamaza, you want to clean out. After Tashmish, you want to clean out Issa Mokum. Are you allowed to go do that or not? When you're not doing a mitzvah the sugya of 5 and 7 days, look at Stam, you want to clean out Issa Mokum. So they come from this halacha, and Betzim is another halacha in Hilchis Yom Kippurim, and Sim Tov Reishvav, and Sif Yidal, Erev Yom Kippur. Everyone knows that men go to the mikvah, Erev Yom Kippur. One of the reasons brought down, Mitzad HaSugi of Keri, Mishtabruah, Magavram, Mitzad Keri. Now, do Noshim go or not? It's interesting, in Harnof, there's a mikvah by Rabbi Goldschul, that it used to be in one building, men and women's mikvah. On Erev Yom Kippur, when men walk to the mikvah, you saw also the women going to the mikvah, only the Israelis, not the Americans. That means there is anhoga by numerous people in the Bnei Yisrael, some of them, that Noshim go to the mikvah in Erev Yom Kippur, just like men. This Maisa, most people who are listening to this never heard of it, but this anhoga mitzvah is to give carry. On this Indian over here, that Noshim go to the mikvah in Erev Yom Kippur, or even if they don't, is there a mailah not to clean out the Issa Mokum and not be pulled to carry on Yom Kippur? So come along the Magavram over there and brings down that the correct anhoga Erev Yom Kippur is to clean out Issa Mokum, except he says, when Samach L'Tfilosai, or Samach L'Vesta, she is a man that can get her pregnant, you have a bayam to the Sugi of Ashkos Zera. That means the Magavram says that we do have Hama Ashkos Zera, when it's Samach L'Tfilosai, Samach L'Vesta, because that's the time she can get pregnant, then do not clean out that Mokum, do not do Rechitza with hot water, do not do these things, don't clean it out. Come on, Kivegi and Shuva, we discussed our sugyo. He quotes him on Avram and disagrees. Ashkos Zera? Why is Afka some chavesh and some litfilasai? It's all the time. You should never be able to do Ashkos Zera. Why? Because you're destroying this Israel with Ashkos Zera. Atzad Ashlishi, the crazy by us, he also brings down the Mog Avram. He wants to say no. He wants to tell the first time it says when a person at Tashmish, wave the Zera, was killed at Miad. A Miad will take 2-3 days over here. What's not koilet, most of it won't be koilet at all. And therefore, what's not being koilet, that will not nichlen get about Ashkos Zera. Since it will never have the koyach and will not be koilet, it's not Ashkos Zera. Therefore, he tells us, what's the rechitza doing over here? The rechitza is only washing out, first of all, it's not koilet. What's koilet is not washing out. Only washing out what's not koilet. What's not koilet, most of it is not Ashkos Zera. Some might be, it's not miskaven, not psikresho. Therefore, it's no problem. And therefore, it says the crazy, you can always wash yourself out. Always. Therefore, there are three sheets on what to every Yom Kippur. The crazy says you can always wash yourself out. Kirega says you can never wash, she can never wash herself out. Magavram says it depends. Some chavesa, some chavilo, you cannot. Asashchos zera. The rest of the times you can. Maisa Mishibu over there, he brings down this halacha, and Simitofer Shvov, Sivkon Chavalev, Luchumro. He brings down either the Magavram Shita that says the halacha is you should not wash yourself out with some chavesta or some chavilosai. And the Migzan of Kivega Shita does mafakfik and they're always going to be ulcer, but it's not bring down the crazy at all. So it sounds like in this halacha, to do an extra act to clean out zera from inside, you're by Yabin Tzad Sugi Vashkos Zera. A second point in the Gaita HaSugya, is they discuss this idea of getting pregnant, they bring down Eitzes, come along with Drisha over here, and the Bach over here, brought down by the Torah Shalom on the page, the Begirl on the side, and over here we're cleaning out the Zera. That means, if you want to get pregnant, you should do the opposite says over here. So come along with one case, first says the Drisha and the Bach, you should not go to Beis HaMerchatz for 3 days, Achat Filosai. Now it says Beis HaMerchatz, I'm not sure you should tell your wife not to take a shower for 3 days, Yishlacha between Beis HaMerchatz and Urchitz over here, a shower. But they do bring down one Eitzah not to go to Beis HaMerchatz for 3 days. A second Eitzah, again, the Torah Shalom brings down from the Drisha and the Bach, is not to walk for 3 days. Not to walk beregel for 3 days. Or not to be marbon regel. Don't walk a lot. That means you want to get pregnant, walk a little bit, but not a lot. A third Eitzah, the Orcha Shulchan, and the Bada brings down, okay, the third answer that the Aruch HaShulchan and the Bada brings down is based upon the Sugya and Nida that says that person should not sit up and stay lying on the back. You stay lying on the back, therefore should get pregnant. And if you sit up, the Zera comes out over here. Now, the phone went dead, so I'll just continue with the recording over here. I can say a word to the parasha first. Let's end off Simon Kutzadik Vav. We just end off over here the lochas of Nida, Neged Hilchas Nida. Simon Kutzadik Zayin is really the Hemshech of Hilchas Tefillah over here. That means in the Badai Shulchan, he comes along and has a new volume for the Chelik of Hilchas Tefillah. That means we just finished right now the whole entire Hilchas Nida over here. And Bez Hashem on Sunday will be Mamshech with the locha is Simon Kutzadik Zayin. Tzad Parsha, Parsha Lach, Parsha Meraglim. Rashi has a question, Lo Menismach's Pash Meraglim Pash Miriam. Why do we have one after another, Meraglim after the Pash of Miriam? Rashi says, why teach you the Roshama Lalu, Ro, Volnachu Musar, and they should learn that one from another? You think about it, what's Rashi really saying? It sounds like he's saying, what's worse, the Maisa of the Meraglim or the Maisa of Miriam? Rashi sounds like that these are Roshama, they should have took Musar from Miriam. And what they did is even worse. And Chor the Rais from the punishment over here, that Miriam only got Tziras, Masha Enkin, the Dor Midbar, they all died out for the next 40 years. They all got killed out. And this man of the Meraglim, is this man, Mechil Adoris, Tishbal over here, and it sounds like the act of the Meraglim was worse in the case of Miriam. Atzad Hasheni, the Gemon Erchand after Zvav, says on the Maisa of Miriam, I'm sorry, Maisim Raglim, or Belozim Ben Paradol, or Roa Kama Koichel Shaloshanara, that Raglim will only wait to Shemra al Eitzim Avonim, al Chaveru al Achis Kama Vakamo. See how bad Loshanara is, Madach Raglim, or only on sticks and stones. Al Achis Kama Vakamo, certainly not to speak about people. Sounds like that Raglim did was less, it's only sticks and stones over here. Speaking about a person, so much worse. Alach kamav kamo. So one time we have Rashi sounding like the Miriam, which is a person, what she said, they should have took Meraglim Musar, which sounds like the Meraglim didn't act that's worse than Miriam. Yet we have a Gemara Erechin, a Braisa, that sounds like Vekaret. What the Meraglim did was only Eitzim Avonim. And we should take Musar from that and certainly not discuss about people. So maybe to understand and to answer this question, is what exactly was the Loshnor of the Meraglim? They came back, the Pasuk says, Eretz Zavos Chalav Dvash, Ephes Ki Oza Am Yishev Oretz, there were giants over here. They say, Eretz HaChelosh Yishveha, the land eats up its inhabitants. And Be'etzim, the Pasuk is saying, that this land, Eretz Yisrael, is terrible, saying Loshon Hara on the land over here. Is there an Isser of saying Loshon Hara on land? Is there an Isser of saying Loshon Hara on Eitzim Avonim? The Chofetz Chaim brings down, on the Pasuk, Leiselech Rochel Ba'mecho, Hamecha means Am she'edcha b'toru of a mitzvah. Lafuke yilase lashnara on an apikaris. So let's think about it. Am she'edcha b'toru mitzvah has to be a person that's shown b'toru mitzvah. Not an apikaris. Or land? Eretz Yisrael? That's nichol b'amecha, am she'edcha b'toru of a mitzvah? Very hard to understand. Where is the lashnara? What did the Meraglim do wrong? Saying Eretz Yisrael she'shveha. The Chub Shad is, the Chavetz Chaim, the Klal Hei, Nilchus Losh Noro, brings down Reb Lozmi Minz, the Reim, that the discusses, can a person say Losh Noro on somebody else's chayfetz? For example, can I go over to Reuven and tell Reuven that Shimon has an ugly watch? Shimon's watch, mice is ugly. I'm saying a gnai on the chayfetz, not Shimon. I'm saying gnai on the chayfetz. Says the Chavetz Chaim, for the Reim, Avada is Losh Noro. The Reim says, where did I get it from? From the Maisa Meraglim. This week's parasha. Chur the Avonah Shavuot is, when you make fun of Shimon's watch, who are you making fun of? Not just it's an ugly watch, but Shimon has an ugly watch. It's a gnai, not only in the Chayfetz, but in the Bala Chayfetz. The fact that you have something so ugly. When Kadosh Baruch Hu tells you, I'm giving you a matana, a wonderful Chayfetz, Eretz Yisrael, and you come back and make fun that's something wrong in the Bria over here, it's a terrible thing. Eretz Echel Sheshvel. Who's the Loshon Hara? Who's the Gnayin? Not only in the Oretz, but also in the Bala Chayfetz, the one who's giving them a present. The Loshon Hara Pashas is on the Kodesh Baruch Hu. We have a Gemara in Tainus and Dav Chof that we have a mice over there that a Tanner saw an ugly person, the Kama Mechor Oysa Ish. And this person said, Lech Va'omal Umun Shasani, go tell the person who made me. Explains Masha. Go to Kosh Baruch and say you made a wrong, an incorrect bria in this world over here. And he is from Mechila. But it comes out saying an incorrect bria in the world, that is saying Chsarin Hu, in the Bala Chavitz, in the Kosh Baruch Hu. You can ask me still, Pasuk says, Loiselech Rochel Ba'amecha. Well, where is it in the Kosh Baruch Hu? A couple of answers, one very simple. You can say Loshon on a person, Koshkin a Kosh Baruch Hu. Koshkin a Kosh Baruch Hu. So it could be Sam Pshat in the parasha is that Miriam, she said Loshon Hara on Moshe Rabbeinu. Fine, Moshe Rabbeinu. That, when you say Loshon Hara on Eitzim Avonim, the Meraglim, is on Kodesh Baruch Hu. You can't say on a person, Moshe Rabbeinu, Alachas Kama Vekama, not saying on Kodesh Baruch Hu. But sometimes you say Loshon Hara about a person, the way how he looks. He has an arm missing. He has an eye missing. He looks ugly. Who's that Loshon Hara upon? It's upon two people. It's on the person himself, the one who made him that way. It's saying the person that he is that way, and it's a Bala Chayfetz, the Bala Yitziro, who made him that way. Therefore, the person says, Al Eitzim Avonim, on Eretz Yisrael, Allah has come v'kama, do not make fun of a person, was he saying the Chesed and the Bria over here? Because that's a Loshon Hara on who? It's saying the person, and saying the Bala Chayfetz on Bala Yitziro, which is our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Let's go just to answer the series. But the side will come out from over here. Is that you cannot make fun of the chesed and the bria. We have corona right now. To say there was man-made in China, or that's how Kadosh Baruch Hu did it, but say there's a chesed say there's a baya, to say there's something wrong with the weather, say something wrong with the land, and that's a chesaron of the Baal Yetzirah, that echnami is the yisayda of the Meraglim. They said there's something wrong with an object that's created by Kadosh Baruch Hu. Tell me it's correct. That's the tevel, whatever, that's beseder. If there's something wrong over here, that is a nichel get of chesaron, a baya being mighty shemo or loshara on the Kadosh Baruch Hu, who is a Baal Yetzirah over here. You say about a person's actions, that's a person. You say about a person aware how he was created over here, that's the chur also not just on the person, but the Baal Yetzirah. But I'm Bez Hashem again on Sunday, we mamshach sim kuf tzadik zayin, everyone shall have a good Shabbos.